Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name. This is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show, a study that we provide information, and most importantly, the information we provide is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and a rock we were hewn from and a ditch we were dug from, virtually our ancient ones. And we are dead set on providing this information to you. As a matter of fact, we're duty bound and morally obligated to do no less in that fashion, as all of us are. It's simply not the responsibility of Brother Cottrell from New York City, Sister Avial from New York City, and Yam Suf. It's each of our responsibilities to learn all we can, when we can, and provide that information to others, our own kind. That being said, a bit of information I'd like to provide for you is the Real Talk for Real People show is in support of gathering ourselves together, certainly in regard to September 2nd in Washington, D.C. in the Freedom Plaza. If you can't be there in the physical, be there in the spiritual. and call out to the Most High for our ancient ones, and also call out for ourselves. We are in dire need of help from the Most High. Our brothers and sisters have taken it upon themselves to initiate this. And some of you like to complain about every damn thing. You ain't got nothing to share that's constructive and a positive. You simply like to complain. Hey, why I got to go all the way there to do all that? Why not if you can? Then if you can't, why not? It's true. Also, some of you are quite aware from last Friday, and just ain't quick. Seems like yesterday. But I'd inform you, tomorrow I'm going to be running late, about 6:45 Central Time. And if you're from New York, Chicago, and whatnot, it'll be 7:45, okay? I'm doing good. I'm learning to do good, as all of us should be. But most importantly, you wouldn't know how to do no good if you wouldn't study what is good. You wouldn't think you would have to follow the Ten Commandments and other initiatives. You would think you simply could do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. Well, it doesn't work that way, brothers and sisters. You must get your fundamentals together. If you get your fundamentals together, a righteous spirit, everything else will be quite understandable and easy for you. As in our studies, we provide for you on the Real Talk for Real People show. And we're happy to do it. Brother Cottrell and Sister Aviyah, now you know they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and the street, along with Young Sufi. And they love their brothers and sisters as themselves. And the reason why I know them is this. We're not getting paid a dime for what we're doing. Not one red cent. We do it because we humble ourselves before the Most High. And we want his footstep to be our pathways, meaning his word. And we love our brothers and sisters as ourselves, so we don't look down on our brothers. Yeah, we're correcting. Now, don't get the game twisted. We're correcting. But we don't look down on you. Because we're all a monstrosity. Because the fact of the matter is this. The Most High said, when I bring you back, I'm going to clean you up. What did they say? We all dirty out here. That don't mean you stop trying to do good now. Don't get the game twisted. You keep trying to do good. The Most High said, learn to do good. And so that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. And that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Learning to do good. Which I strongly advise all of you. Stop taking your time in other folk business. Stay in your own business and share what the Most High says in regards to your brothers and sisters. And please come to Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. if you can. If you can't, be there in spirit. Okay? Also, September the 2nd, be there or be square, as we said. But if as I said, you can't get there, you can do something. Here's what you could do. You can go out in your backyard. You stand in your house. You can go out in your front yard. You can go to the park. But face toward the east. Cry out with the initiative that your brothers and sisters, the elders of the nation, are taking pursuit of. Crying out to the Most High. We're all morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less. And not only just simply crying out just to be heard, crying out for our ancient ones, the mistakes they made. And crying out for ourselves. And fasting and praying in the process. Praise Yah. And share that information. And bless his holy name. Without further ado, I'm going to bring Sister Aviyah phone on. I don't know if she's going to talk now. She's a grown woman. But now I'm going to bring her phone. If she say, how do, that's good enough. If she don't, she's on a sabbatical. She's doing good. Let me just say that. He learning to do good just like all of you need to be learning to do good out there. Telling all other folk business, talking about what you can't do, what they doing that for. What you doing? Not nothing? Just complaining? Oh, no, I don't know why they going to Washington, D.C. Why not? What you doing? Stop complaining and start participating. Praise y'all. And I'm going to bring Sister Aviyah on. Like I said, she may say hi, dude. She may not. But that's good enough for us. And then after that, Brother Cottrell of New York City also. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is hot. Okay. I guess she got it off. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
So shalom, family. Brother Yam Sufari, Sister Abia, family that's out there, Sister Nisanya, and Most High bless y'all.
Thank you, brother. Sister Nisanya, she hear you. She got a mic. Matter of fact, she came up here and shared some information with me while I was introducing you that Chicago time is the same time as New York time as far as looking for us tomorrow. 7:45.
Yes.
Go ahead, Cottrell.
Praise Yah. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Yah is great, man. We're about to do this thing in Washington. What happens?
Okay, sure. Hey, my mistake. A beloved said, no, it's Chicago is Memphis time. New York is New York time, 7:45. My apologies, Cottrell.
Oh, yeah, 7:45, 45 minutes later.
Right.
That's all I got to know. From when the show start, 45 minutes later.
Exactly.
But how many listeners you still got out there, man? Still in the 5,000 range?
It's increasing rapidly. I think it's close to 5,500 now, Cottrell.
Wow.
Right.
And they just listening.
Yeah. But sometimes this is people that listen, they're more focused. They're more
right.
And they're focused on what we're studying. Then what they say, Cottrell? Two ears is better than one mouth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing, brother.
Well, the audience that's listening, y'all could donate a quarter per show. That's $5 a month. That's less than Netflix.
Exactly.
To help bring forth the glory of the Most High.
Exactly.
Like you said, Youngster, we ain't getting paid for this. We want to see our people run. We want to help our people. We want to know how to do good. And unfortunately, it takes money in this Western society.
To do good.
And it ain't like we trying to get rich off this little radio blog talk show. Our people need help in the most critical way, man.
Yeah. Because in that way, Cottrell, just like you suggested, you can do good by the widow women, do good by the orphans, do good by those in need because you have the means. But if you don't have the means, specifically relative to our nation, we can't do the good that we want to do, or all the good, praise Yah.
And so many opportunities are before us, but we need our people to be involved. You were talking about the people like, talking about why are we going down to Washington.
Right.
You never hear them say that about Black Lives Matter.
No.
You never hear them say that about the Million Man March.
No.
You never hear them say that about Dr. Martin Luther King.
No.
But y'all sitting back talking about why we going to Washington to cry out to Yah. Why y'all got so much attention on us and y'all not even involved in nation building?
Exactly.
Do what you've been doing. But
right.
You're going to criticize us trying to move forward and lift our people up, talking about why we're going to Washington.
Right.
Go to the website and find out. We need to repent as a people. We done messed up. We done shamed the Most High's name wherever we've been. Because these people know who we are. And they're looking at us like, is this the people that God chose?
Exactly.
So we shame the Most High's name wherever we are.
Exactly.
So we need to repent. And all that righteousness, I'm righteous, I'm holy, and all that. No. Most I still got the whole nation in captivity.
Exactly.
It ain't just about you and how you righteous.
Right.
We need the whole nation to be righteous.
No, it's not, Katra. It's not a many-splendored thing by one individual. It's a national thing by all of us. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, thank you, Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, Are you ready to get into our studies?
Yes, sir.
And Bat Mitzvah, that's the name of this book, which you out there, some of you call Numbers. Numbers is not the original name for this book. It's called Bat Mitzvah, meaning in the wilderness. And by virtue, by simply being in the wilderness, it does not mean not doing anything. It does not mean not being instructed by God. It does not mean that we're not going to make no mistakes. We had to correct those mistakes. As Contreras alluded to in reference to the gathering, the calling, the repentance. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We all need to be hands on deck. Praise Yah. Chapter 26. Go ahead,
it's a global thing.
It's a global thing.
It's a global repentance. So wherever we are scattered, our people are going to be tuned in.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Gautrell.
Praise
Yah. Gautrell, we're about to come to the second census that was taken of us. Mind you now, it is not akin to the United States census, where they number everybody in the house. No. That ain't the kind of census we take. Let's delve into it and find out how we take our census. Shall we, Cartrell?
Yes, sir.
It came to pass after the plague that Yah spoke to Moses and Eleazar, the high priest, the son of Aaron, which was the high priest, which soon won't be. Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel. Here's where it started, of the taking of that census, from 20 years old and above, by their father's house, all who are able to go to war in Israel. These are the men. So Moses and Eleazar, the high priest, spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, take a census of the people from 20 years old and above, just as Yah commanded Moses and the children of Israel, who came out of, just like the previous one you had, who came out of the land of Mizraim. Now Reuben was the firstborn of Israel. The children of Reuben were of Hanok. The children of the Hanachites of Pulu, the family of Pulutites, and Hezron, the family of the Hezronites of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the family of Reubenites. Those who were numbered of them were 43,730. Mind you, fighting men only, not little children, not women. The sons of Pulu was Elab. The sons of Elab was Nimru and Dathan and Abram. Y'all remember them too. They got their behind in trouble because they wanted to do what they wanted to do. These are the Dathans and the Abrams, representative of the congregation, who contended. Well, mind you, I told you they contended. They were rebels against Yah. And as a result, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with Korah when that company died. When the fire devoured 250 men, they became a sign. Don't do that. Don't test Yah. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. His children didn't die because they didn't go along with what daddy was down with, being rebels against Yah. The sons of Simeon, according to their family, was Nimuel. The families of Nimuelites of Yamin, the family of Yaminites of Yakshin, the family of Yakshinites of Zerah, the family of Zeranites of Shul, the family of Shuolites. These were the family of the Simeonites, 22,200 fighting men only. The sons of Gad, according to their families, were Shaphon, the family of Shaphonites of Haggai, the family of Haggadites of Shuni, the family of Shunites of Ozni, the family of Oznites of Eri, the family of Erites of Arad, the family of Aradites of Erili, the family of Erilites. These are the families of the sons of God, according Gad, according to those who were numbered, 40,500. The sons of Judah was Er and Onan. Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Yehuda, according to their families, was Shelah. The family of the Chilonites of Perez. Family of the Perezites of Zerah. The family of Zorahites. And the family of Perez of Hezron. The family of the Hezronites of Hamul. The family of the Hermelites. These are the families of Yehuda, the tribe, according to those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Asher, according to their families, were Tola. The family of the Tolites of Puul. The family of the Punites of Yashu. The family of Yashubites of Simron. The family of Sharonites. These are the family of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, the tribe, according to their families, were Chered. The families of Shadites of Elon. The families of the Elonites of Yahlil. Or the family of the Yahlilites. These are the family of the Zebulites, according to those who were numbered of them, 60,500. Fighting men only, mind you. No children, no women, under 20. The sons of Joseph, according to their families, by Manasseh and Ephraim, Joseph's two sons, were the sons of Manasseh of Machir, the family of Machirites, and Machir begot Gilead, and Gilead, the family of Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Zerziel, the family of Zerzirites, of Hela, the family of Helakites, Asheril, the family of Asherites, of Shechem, the family of Shechemites, of Shemida, the family of Shemidites, of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Now, Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons. You're going to find out a valuable lesson about this according to our women. That's why you got to respect our women. A valuable lesson going to come out of this. This man had no daughters. The daughters and the names of the daughters of Zophilites, these were his daughters' names. Mala, Noah, Hakla, Misha, and Tezah. These were the families of Manasseh. Those who were numbered of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to the families of the Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelites, of Bishar, the family of Bisharites, of Tahan, the family of Tahanites. These are the sons of Shuthelah, of Ephraim, the family of the Ephraimites. These are the family of the son of Ephraim, according to those who were numbered of them, fighting men only, 20 years and over. No little children, no women. Our census, 32,500. These were the sons of Joseph, according to their families. The sons of Benjamin, according to their families, of Bela. The family of the Belaites of Ashbel. The family of the Ashbelites of Haran. The family of the Haramites of Shufan. The family of the Shufanites of Hapan. The family of the Hapamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the Ardites of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These were the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, and those who were number of them was 45,600. Of fighting men, not women, not little children, under the age of 20. These were the sons of Dan, the tribe of Dan, according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These were the families of Dan, the tribe, according to their families. All the family of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered of them, were 64,400. Of the tribe of Asher, the sons of Asher, were according to their families, were of Zimma, the family of Zimmanites, of Yasut, the family of Yasutites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, the sons of Beriah of Heber, the family of the Heberites of Mashil, the family of the Mashilites, and the name of the daughters of Asher was Sarah. These were the families of the sons of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 43,400, fighting men only, no women, no children. That's how our census was taken, under the age of 20 years old. The sons of the tribe of Naphtali, according to their families, were Yahzeel, the family of the Yahzeelites of Gune, the family of the Gunites of Yahzeel, the family of Yahzeelites of Shalem, the families of the Shalemites. These were the family of the Naphtalites, the tribe of Naphtali, according to their families. Those who were numbered of them were 45,400, fighting men only under the age of 20. No women, no little children, and no one under the age of 20. These are those who were numbered. Yeah, go ahead, Cottrell.
Unlike the first census,
mm-hmm.
we see some names of some women, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do. That's why I told them, mind you. And it's so significant and important that the women are not treated unfairly or mistreated. And you will find that out in the lesson, in the lessons to come.
Yes.
Not this lesson, perhaps, but the next lesson to come. You'll find that we treated our women fairly. It was not a patriarchal system per se, but they respected the lineage through the men, but they didn't mistreat the women as the processes. The women were treated fairly and equally, and unlike in this Western Hemisphere. Thank you,
Pastor. And strong women were always recognized in our nation.
Exactly. Deborah, Queen Esther, Ruth.
Miriam.
Yeah, Miriam. The women that saved the nation that didn't follow Pharaoh's mandate by kill all of the little Hebrew boys. They didn't follow that mandate. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the women are integral to this nation. Always have been, always will be. So we're not a patriarchal system like universal white race supremacy. They have a different set of guidelines. And these women just got the right to vote in the United States of America and so many other places. They were treated as second-class citizens. Our women have never been treated as second-class citizens. They've been treated as equals and equal partners under the auspices of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and certainly under the auspices of this nation, our nation, not the United States of America.
And the Most High has this nation in confusion
right.
as we speak.
Exactly.
They're talking about taking women's health care rights away, and
right.
they mingle abortion up in that.
Right.
There are periods and times when women have difficulty during pregnancy.
Right.
And you need competent doctors to help them deal with that.
Exactly.
And this nation is big bugging out right now as far as women health care rights are concerned.
Right.
Yeah. Straight up.
Well, you know, Cadre, they have a knack for throwing the good in with the bad. They'll throw a whole lot of bad in and throw a little good in and think that's going to suffice. Mm-hmm. No, they're good at that. They're good at manipulating the structure and the system.
And their structure and system is definitely not for my people.
No.
My wife was pregnant with twins.
Right.
And she miscarried.
Oh, Lord.
The doctor counseled her to tie her tubes. They didn't talk to me.
That's a discussion that you should have. That's a discussion. What you talking about, man? You talking about a husband and a wife? That's a discussion you should be having with the husband and wife. That's their decision. That ain't your damn decision. Be going to that man's wife behind that man's back. See, you doing
and he left me out of the picture.
That's what I'm
saying. Sure.
But see, your wife was a smart sister, though. She didn't buy into the nonsense. What the hell are you talking about? That's my husband. I got the rap. Me and my husband got the rap. He ain't got
well,
too far in his decision making.
actually, Yamsuf, I was disappointed that I wasn't consulted by the doctor or my wife. But my wife already had 4 children.
Right.
And she gave me 2. Mm-hmm. So I had to be content with the situation that I was with. But trust me, my emotions was running high, for real.
You were irate. Did she do a kafir? Did she do the 2 times?
Of course. That's what the doctor counseled her to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was at his place, and your wife is your wife, not his wife. Okay? He was out of his place. But see, if we had been back home in the nation, wouldn't nobody would have told her that in the first place. They would have told her the pros and cons, and they would have said, you need to consult with your husband. As a matter of fact, we all need to rap together because that's y'all decision. See, these folks too much getting in folks' damn business. That's their problem. You see, everything they got in this Western Hemisphere is designed to support and show up their matters. It's not designed in support of us as a nation, as us as a family. Everything they got for us in this Western Hemisphere, I don't care if it's health, education, sex, war, anything, is a travesty. And that's why they got the gay folks want to, every time they talk about us, they want to add the gay folks. What do the gay folks got to do with my struggles? That's some struggles of their own making. You just stole the flag from y'all who gave the flag and said, I won't destroy the earth no more by water, which on the case of those in California, they may think different. But now I'm talking about the whole nation, the whole world. Y'all say, I won't destroy this world by water no more. And that flag, that symbol of a rainbow is not for gay folk to be switching and swatching up and down the street, okay? That's for y'all to know I'm not going to destroy the world like that. And they just stole
y'all
that.
Too.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, a lady our age,
right,
66 years old,
right,
got shot in the face for putting up that flag.
A sister?
No.
Oh, okay.
A European lady.
Oh, okay.
She's a LGBTQ advocate, and she had a shop. And people would come by and rip the flag down. She put it back up every time they did it. Every time they shot her in the face.
Well, you know what, Contrell? If you want me to feel sorry for her, I don't. Because she's supportive of Sodom and Gomorrah. And most I said that's an abomination. Girls with girls, boys with boys, and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
Most I said that's an abomination. So she took her own life in her own hand. I mean, I'm not justifying violence. I would never do that.
Well,
now, if I was in Atlanta,
that lifestyle.
I said, if I was in our land, and most I said you got to do what you got to do, that's a different story. But in this Western Hemisphere, I don't get out like that, man. I ain't gonna shoot the woman in the face just because I disagree with her.
That lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
sodomy, that's why the most I put it in the scriptures.
Right.
To warn people about the violence of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because it only brings violence. It only brings violence.
But
we can see the rhetoric of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. They told lies to get out the way before we do you worse than we about to do the 2 dudes you got in your crib. But they didn't realize that the 2 dudes in the crib was Elohim sent to blow them to smithereens.
Check this out. Funny you said that, Cartier. The wife and I were talking the same thing, I think yesterday, that when the angels came in to warn Lot about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they didn't know these humans, these Sodomites, and Gomorites, they didn't know that they were angels. And so, and they said, we're gonna sleep in the town lot, you know, and around the big fairway where everybody hang out. How we take Lot said, hey man, don't do that. See, Lot knew him. Lot said, no, that ain't what you want to do, man. Come on, stay with me. Come on, stay at my house. And so they knew where the angels went, but they didn't know they was angels. So they going to go to the house at night, and men and a little boy, a little freaky Friday boys, they going to go take them some booty. You know what I mean? They going to go get the angels. And as the wife pointed out, Lot said, hey, man, these are my guests, man. You can't do it like that. You can't take their booty. And they told, I'll give you my daughters. You can have them. Do what you will. And just like you said, that's a violent lifestyle. I don't care how they sugarcoat it, how they paint it pretty. It's a violent lifestyle. I know by observation and hearing things in this Western Hemisphere, that ain't no sweet thing. Everybody's so happy and loving one another. That's a violent lifestyle. Because the reason why Yah show their violence is because the violent way they wanted to treat those angels. You had another man's house telling them, bring them boys out here. We're going to knock them off. And I tell you, hey, man, don't do that. They're my guests, man. Yeah, I don't want you to take their booty down. And I tell you what, like, you've been walking around here like you better than everybody. You ain't been a booty bandit. But we're going to do you worse than we do them angels when we get through with them. If that ain't violent, brother, what is violent? That's a violent lifestyle. He's popped a jab. I know by observation. Go ahead, Cartier.
And what did the angels do to the people that try to get in Lot's house?
He blinded them. And even in a state of madness, even in a state of blind, the average rational mind would say, hey, man, I can't see. I'm blind. What a man doing? Y'all take me on out of here. Take me back home. I can't see. They were determined to get in that man out. They were still groping for the door. And if you don't tell me that ain't valid, something wrong with you. And if something was wrong with them, and something's still wrong with them. They're so intent on raping those men that they were blinded by Yah, and they still say, hell with Yah, we want that booty, and we want it now. So you going to try to tell me they try to sugarcoat themselves. We just nice. We just want to get along. We don't want no trouble. Hell, they were trying to bring some trouble to Lot, though. They were trying to bring trouble to them angels. And then they were trying to say, Lot, since you walk around here, you straight and everything. We know you straight, but that's what we do in Sodom and Gomorrah. And since you've been walking around here like you something special, when we knock them off, we're going to knock your old behind off too. Come on, bro. If that ain't valid, what is valid? Go ahead, Cartier.
Which is why they're promoting that lifestyle in the minds of our children and in
right.
the minds of our people
exactly.
so we can self-destruct. So we can self-destruct.
Exactly.
They know the poison of it, which is why they have the prison industrial complex, putting brothers in prison that are innocent, putting brothers in prison for things that they do, drugs, war and drugs.
Right.
But your intent is to bring that sodomized lifestyle into our community. So
right.
You got brothers walking around with their pants off their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Our people never dressed like that. If you
no.
look at our people in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, we dress with class.
Right.
You could come out your house looking like the brothers look like today. No, no way,
right.
no how. Your mother was not letting you out the house
no,
looking bummy.
Man, we didn't even think about walking out of the door with our drawers showing, our booty showing.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
And me and you grew up in the same era. Imagine
oh, yeah.
that, a sergeant mom let you walk out there with your ass hanging out. Man, come on now. Imagine
everybody
mom,
in the hood would have put hands on you.
Oh, yeah, something
like,
wrong with this
boy. What you doing, huh?
Right.
Somebody probably would have gave you some clothes.
Exactly.
If you're walking around like that.
Exactly.
You representing our people. And we don't walk around like that.
No, we didn't.
But now, we comfy cozy. We don't say nothing no more. You got grandmas with tattoos, wearing
right.
spandex. Come on, now. Come on, you're a grandma. You got tattoos and you wearing spandex, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. There's no
yep.
class in that.
Mm-mm.
You got tattoos. You got piercings. You promoting, you know, sympathy for the LGBT. Well, my daughter's a lesbian, and
right.
I just let her do her. No, mama. That's self-destruction.
Right.
You're destroying yourself.
Mm-hmm. Following this Western Hemisphere, bro. This Western culture.
And they want us to destroy ourselves because they know that lifestyle is what? Violent.
It's violent.
No, it's violent.
And you know, the Greeks And the Romans were notorious for that lifestyle. They have orgies. They was hitting everything. If you was a monkey and you were in the orgy, you get monkey. Okay. Truth be told, that hit anything. And don't bring your special lamb. You might not want to eat no lamb chops. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I know that the sexual urge is very strong
right.
in mankind.
Right.
Because you saw it Moab, right? Moab tried to
yep.
send them women in there. And how many people did we lose because of that? 24,000?
Right.
Wow.
And mind you, Benjamin tried to play that role. That whole tribe.
Well, I'm talking about
down.
I'm talking about what we just read, Balaam.
Right.
He couldn't
right.
curse us. So he sent the women in there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
one dude
yeah.
was so bold, he took the woman in the tent. In the eyes of Moses, Aaron, and everybody, he didn't care. Like, my man was
I'm going to do this thing right in front of all you tricks.
Oh, man. Come
and,
on
you know,
now.
And Peter said, this man has lost his mind.
They cost him. Like, you can't get away with this, brother. Not
exactly.
today, not tomorrow, not ever. I'm going to pierce you and her.
In
one
the
stroke, boom, put him through both of them.
He stuck
what?
Both of them together.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
For the javelin.
Sex will bring you to that level where you would do yeah. that, be that bodacious with it?
Uh-huh. You mess with a Moabite woman. She's not a Hebrew Israelite. And they trying to turn y'all out. And the rest of them probably were sneaky with they mess. But you both. You're going to bring the hoe through the camp.
Everybody see you.
Everybody. There wasn't no shame in your game. That way he got what he got. Okay? Him and his game. Thank you, Cottrell. And Cottrell, it says about Naphtali and all of us together, the number of fighting men alone. Fighting men of no children under 20 and no women. No babies. That's how our census was taken. Out of all those fighting men from those 12 tribes, these are those who were numbered. They were counted. The children of Israel, fighting men alone, 601,730 men only.
So Yasu.
Yes.
You hear these brothers throwing us 144,000 number around?
I don't know where they get that number from, man, in the first place. And I'm not going to throw
man.
No 144, no 145, no 143, no 147, or whatever. But I don't know where the hell they got that number. Y'all ain't mentioned that number. That's them coming up with that new stuff. Okay?
And that new stuff don't make no damn sense because you got 12 times like this.
Yeah.
Just the men 20 years old and upwards going to outnumber some flimsy 144,000.
Exactly.
Two tribes alone is 144,000. Not even counting the women, the children, and the elders. You're talking about fighting men.
Right?
144,000? Oh, I want to be a part of 144,000. Them niggas is crazy. Crazy.
You know what,
Come
Cottrell?
On, man.
Because
Come
they
on,
don't
man.
Study them. How you going to become proficient at anything? You don't fundamentally know anything. But you just spouting stuff that you heard somebody say. But you ain't heard y'all said it. You just spouting the stuff you heard Reverend Chicken Feet and Pastor Pig Feet. That's how they listen, Reverend Chicken Feet and Pastor Pig Feet. Anything Reverend Chicken Feet said or Pastor Pig Feet, that's okay. What if Reverend Chicken Feet and Pastor Pig Feet get it from that new thing?
And if you read these numbers right here, you know that 144,000 is feeble.
Exactly.
It's feeble. Because
yeah.
the first census that we took was 600 some odd thousand.
Exactly.
It's the same census. We like baby's children.
Right.
We don't die, we multiply.
No, we don't. We have babies. So, my mama had 13.
And the thing is, Yasu?
Yeah.
We didn't even count the Levites.
Are we finna do that now, my brother? You going to do that now? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And how are you going to count them?
Oh, you finna find out. Go ahead, my brother. Thank you, brother.
Not bad.
Thank you, brother. Praise Yah. Then Yah spoke to Moses, saying, to these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To a larger tribe, you should give a larger inheritance of all those tribes we just named. And to a small tribe, you should give a smaller inheritance. Each shall be given its inheritance according to those who were numbered of them, taken in that census of those men. But the land shall be divided by lot. Didn't nobody get a special pick. Everybody threw their hat in a turban or whatnot, or however they did it, and they divided by lot. Didn't nobody get no special treatment. They shall inherit according to the name. Yeah, go ahead, Contrail.
They're counting the inheritance of the tribes.
Right.
By the number of fighting men
exactly.
that each tribe has.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Because if you got a small number of fighting men, your land can't be as big as somebody that got the fighting men that could handle a land that's big enough for fighting men to him.
Right. To protect that land. And so that it was practical. It was fundamental, correct, and it was practical. Because as you said, Cottrell, and any rational mind would agree with you that loves the Most High, a smaller fighting force can't protect their land. So a smaller fighting force would be more conducive with protecting a smaller portion. As is a larger fighting force would be much more conducive with a larger tract of land. Common sense, Cottrell. But it ain't coming too much coming now.
And you know what that means?
What's that, my brother?
That you should have more children. So you get more land.
You get more land? It's just that simple.
Okay.
Thank you, Cottrell. Each shall be given its inheritance according to those who were numbered of them taken in that census. But the land shall be divided by lot. Didn't nobody get special privileges. Their family name was cast in something. They took the name out, and that's how they were accorded to that land. They should inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. According to the lot of their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and the smaller. These are those who were numbered of the Levites according to their families of Gershon. The family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, the Merarites, the family of the Merarites. These are the family of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahalites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites, and Kohath begot Abram. The name of Abram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi. Let's finna give you a minute.
Another sister.
Significant. You know why this sister was significant, Katya, and propped up? Let's see why. It says, Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, the original father of the tribe, who was born to Levi, this woman was born to Levi, the original father of the tribe, of Levi, in Mathraim, in captivity. And to Abram, she had three children, Jochebed, and she was given prop. She bore Aram, which became our high priest, Moses, some of you call him. He became a priest in nature, and their sister, Miriam. To Aaron was born. Aaron had a child. Matter of fact, he had a whole lot of them. Two of them didn't make it, though, because they wanted to be rebelled against Yah. To Aaron, our first high priest, was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. He had four sons. They're not counting the daughters here. And Nadab and Abihu who rebelled against Yah died when they offered profane fire before Yah. They offered Yah what he didn't ask for, and they suffered the consequences of their actions. Now, those who were numbered of them, these men alone, now here's a different. Now, for the tribe of Levi, hear how they were counted. Was 23,000. And they weren't counted as the way the other 12 tribes was counted. They were counted every male from a month old and above. For they were not numbered among the other children of Israel. They weren't counted the same way. Because there was no inheritance to give them among the children. Because that's the reason why. They weren't counted like the other 12 tribes counted. Because they didn't get no land. Okay? These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar, the high priest, the son of Aaron, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains, and counted them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. But among these, there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron. They didn't count this number. The priests at that time, when they first numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yah has said of them. That's why they weren't counted in this census. And the reason why they weren't counted, they died in the wilderness, the men. They shall surely die in the wilderness because they rebelled against Yah. So there was not left a man of them from the old school, except there was only two survived that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Only two. Well, not really two. Well, two. And two is Caleb, who was a spy along with Joseph. You remember they went in and they spied on the land of Canaan. They came back with a positive report. Caleb said, we can take them boys. Ain't no problem. We got them. You know, I don't care how big they are. That's the harder they're going to fall. That's all I'm saying. If y'all got us, we got them. That's all I need. Man, we can take this. But the other 10, the tribes, listen to the other 10 spies who went in and came back with a bad report. Hell to the no-no. Them guys are big. They so big, man. They shatter darkers. Oh, no, we can't take them boys, man. And so the tribes, and they rebelled against y'all. They murmured against y'all. Oh, he going to bring us here? And Moses, why you take us out of slavery and then bring us in here and we're going to die by them folk there? And they rebelled against y'all. That's why they didn't make it to the promised land. But these two brothers, Manya Caleb, the son of Yehunah, and Joshua, the son of Nun, they were the only one out of the 12 tribes, out of the 12 men from 12 tribes that went into the land to spy on the land and came back with a positive report. But the other 10 brothers from the other 10 tribes, they came back with a negative report to cause the people to lose their way. So here's what I say in regards to that, brothers and sisters. The numbers doesn't matter with Yah. Quality matters with Yah. Just because the two guys bought back a construction report and the 10 guys bought back a negative report, the Most High gives an excellent. And Joshua and Caleb brought back an excellent report that should have encouraged the people. But numbers in itself does not say to Yah that just because you got numbers, you are correct. And these brothers, though they were 10, they brought back a negative report. And Caleb and Joshua brought back a positive report. It goes to tell you something about Yah. Yah don't give a damn thing about your numbers. Yah cares about the quality of life you live, the quality of report you provide, and the quality of life you teach your children, and the quality of life that you provide for one another as a nation. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Cartrell. You have the chalkboard and you have the chalk, Cartrell.
Oh, praise to the Holy One of Israel, my brother Yam Sufal, read from the South, Tennessee.
Thank you, praise Yah.
You made it through a landmine of names, a landmine of names.
Hey, y'all's helping me with these name pronunciations. Thank you, Cartrell. Oh, this is a biggie, Cartrell. I mean, especially when I realized, Cartrell, that we didn't have any Y's in our land. We didn't use Y, like yellow. It would be like yellow. No, I mean J's. We didn't hold on, if, like James. It would be James, like in the new thing over there. It would be James. You know what I mean? But you know, wow. They got this new thing that they use J's. We didn't have an alphabet called J. Our J was a Y. So that's why I said Yisrael. That's why I said Jericho. And any name that has a J, that's European name usage. So I try to speak like our ancient ones spoke, Cartrell.
Well, I'm going to help you a little bit because we use im as a plural when we said those names. Not like Hanukites or the Paluites or the Ezraites.
Right.
The way you said it was Palutim or Ezronim or Ka'inim or Rubinim.
Right.
So these are powerful names.
Right.
From our ancient fathers directly, the sons of Simeon, the sons of Joseph, the sons, and these, we don't use these names. Pum, Perez. You heard of Perez, right? Rosie
right.
Perez.
Right. I have.
We don't even know where that name comes from. Perez.
Right.
But that's a powerful name.
Exactly.
Perezim. They say the Perezites.
Right.
And then Zerah, the Zeharites. No, it's Zeharim. These names have power.
Right.
So they will call your family, your children, Yamsu, Rilim.
Right.
Rilimites. If you had like a whole bunch of children. Rilimites.
You know the baby name. Stop it. You try to make sure I have a lot of babies when we go back. Well, that's a good thing.
Sorry.
You try to have a little workers, a whole lot of little workers.
There you go.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, brother.
Well, yeah, it was a mouthful of names, and the way he, like, translated it in English is very funny.
Right.
But the way you made it through.
Right, the way they got it and the translation. It's quite different, Cartrell. The way we see it and the way they write it is quite different. Thank you, Cartrell.
And one thing we noticed is that it wasn't too many generations from our ancient fathers, the sons of Jacob, that Moses and Aaron and Miriam were born. Because Levi was Moses' what? Great-great-grandfather.
Exactly. Exactly.
Levi's son was Kohath. Kohath had a son named Amram.
Right.
Amram bore Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
Exactly. It was great.
So
Levi. Levi was Moses and Aaron's and Miriam's great-grandfather.
Right. So you notice that the Levites did not go to war.
No. No.
Not the priests. Or the whole tribe of Levi. They were not called forth to go to war.
Praise y'all, Cadre.
But they were skillful with the sword, because Finkas definitely the best the people through. And they knew how to handle the sword.
Yeah, apparently they did some training, and they were good at it, just like Phoenix. If you could,
because they had to guard the most sacred place within a nation.
Exactly.
That's their territory.
Yeah, but they didn't have to go to war per se, but they did have to protect that temple and everything. You know what I mean?
So we could conceive of the Shaolin monk, right? They guard those temples with the highest form of martial arts.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's all they protected, right? That Shaolin temple.
No. Good point, Cadre. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Because these Levites wasn't there to play with. No other priests. They knew how to handle the sword.
No, they wouldn't solve that. They wouldn't solve.
But they wasn't protecting no territory because they didn't have none.
They didn't have
the rest of the tribes is supposed to protect them while they, encircled the tribe of Levi and the priesthood. But we don't know the order by mission. We think it's about us. I'm righteous. I'm holy. Y'all going to save me.
That's the problem, Katria. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. We're trying to utilize this European Western Hemisphere structure. Their structure does not work for us. Their structure works on us. Every aspect of that structure, war, sex, politics, you name it, I'll call it.
And our spiritual development is off.
Yeah.
Our spiritual development.
Yeah, we got too many Reverend Chicken Feet and Pastor Pig Feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, teaching folk the wrong stuff. Hey, thank you, brother. Cottrell, fellow students, Cottrell is about to provide for us a very important, significant study because it is mostly from Mose and King Dawah and the Kohites, Korah brothers. And they have an intimate relationship with Yah. And they're trying to share that intimate relationship with Yah so that you can have that intimate relationship with Yah. And so you can activate some things that you need activation instead of depending upon your own strength. Depend upon your spiritual relationship with Yah, especially in this Western Hemisphere. That's why the nation is calling for a repentance September the 2nd. Because they know it's imperative that we all hands on deck in that regard. Praise Yah. Cottrell is about to share with us Psalms 112. It's one and the same. Psalms mean song. And this song in 112 said, the blessed state. If you're a righteous man and a woman, you should be living in a blessed state, even in your captivity. Not certainly the state we would have in our own land, where we have our own, got our own, running our own, but some segment, some derivative of that, the state we would be in entirely in our own land. But even that being said, you could be, it's like, we all in prison, but even in prison, you ought to have some trustee status. And the way you get some trustee status in these captivities is that you have a relationship with Yah. Praise Yah. Cottrell, it says the blessed state of the righteous. Praise Yah. Daniel had the blessed state of Yah, even though he was in captivity. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a blessed state of righteousness, even in captivity. Mordecai and Queen Esther had a blessed state in their captivity. And certainly you can too. Praise Yah. Cottrell?
Yes, sir. This is Yah's creation. He created for mankind, all mankind. Mm-hmm. He made us mental, spiritual, and physical. And we are bankrupt spiritually because mm-hmm. we're off morally. But when we follow the righteous path for mankind, all mankind, not just the nation of Israel, but all mankind follows the righteous path that Yah designed for us, the world will be so much of a better place. If mankind followed the commands, the order, the codes that Yah put down for man, man's the only one that don't follow the codes.
Exactly.
The trees, the birds, the ocean, the fire, the wind, the air, the stars, the sun, the moon, the angels, all the rest of Yah's creation follow the codes that he gave them. It's only mankind that he said about his creation. What did he say in Genesis, Yahshua? Or Bereshit? He said, it grieves me that I made man, because man is what?
He's
evil.
Evil.
From his youth.
From his youth.
And that's a choice, right?
Exactly.
Do right or wrong.
Exactly.
Which people call free will, right?
Exactly.
You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Which one you going to choose, my brother?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 112.
112.
What's the title?
The Blessed State of the Righteous.
So Christianity don't talk nothing about righteousness. They say you could throw your sins on Jesus, believe in him, and you're going to make it to heaven.
Oh, is that right? Which heaven?
I don't know.
Because the most I say heaven. So which heaven they making it? While they flying around eating banana pudding and got some sandals on.
So within that thinking, there's no difference between people who do right or people who do wrong. All you got to do is believe.
No, bro. You got to be doing some righteousness, okay? You say that, throw it on Jesus, I can do what the hell I want to do, okay?
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah, all of us.
Whoever believes on him shall have eternal life. Is that how it worked?
Yep, that's how they think it worked.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
We'll find out what the everlasting word of Yah says. Mm-hmm. All right?
Exactly.
Psalms 112. Praise Yah. Should we do that every day? Morning, noon, and night?
Certainly, my brother.
Because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, isn't he?
Exactly.
Because I don't know where I came from. My father ain't know where I came from. My mother ain't know where I came from. They were just having a good time, and boop, boop, I'm here. Okay.
You ought to quit it. Stay off your mom and daddy business, like mine. Daddy folk business.
It wasn't planning for me, but guess who was planning for me?
Well,
guess who was planning for me?
The Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub.
Because I'm here.
Right.
And every day that I'm here, guess what I'm going to do, y'all, so?
What?
Give praise to Yah. Praise Yah.
And like I said, I'm going to tell you like Al Green said, as far as your mom and dad did it, for the good time, I get along. I'm sure you're fine and I die. They had their good time, man. I ain't mad at them.
There you go. So we're about to delve into the spiritual realm. Because all of us are looking for blessings, right?
Exactly.
We want to be rich. We want to have a big house. We want a fancy car. Some of us might want a yacht and 100 women.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but hold up. Blessed is the man who fears Yah. Mm-hmm. How many men out there fear Yah? Tell me.
How many men fear Yah?
How many men out there fear Yah? No, sir.
Not very many. They fear Jesus.
Men fear Yah when Yah puts the hammer down, right? And
exactly.
He makes his presence known. That's the only time they fear Yah. But when are we supposed to fear Yah?
All the time.
All day, every day, 24/7, as long as you got the breath of life. You're supposed to fear Yah, your creator, who put the sun, the moon, and the stars, the four seasons, the food you eat, the oceans you love. He made that, not man. Fear him, who delights greatly in his commandments. Are you tuned into what Yah is telling us to do, like the animals?
We should be.
Like the sun, like the moon, like the stars, like the angels. We're not tuned into his commands. We ain't listening. We're leaning on our own understanding, aren't we?
That's the problem.
Because we got that choice. We could do that, can we? But it makes us wild, out of control, out of sync, and destructive, doesn't it?
Is that living in sync?
And we're destroying not only ourselves, but everything that Yah created.
That's right.
Human beings. That's why he said, it grieves me, I made man. Him a free choice, and he chooses evil over good. Terrible. His offsprings will be mighty in the land. Who? Those who bless and fear Yah. Your offsprings will be mighty in the land. That's the key. The generations of the upright will be blessed. So you want to have those Ari Lean, Yam Suf Ari Lean. Not Yam Suf Arielites or Katrielites. Katrielim. I want my children to be blessed in the land from generation to generation. And what comes with the blessings that Yah gives? Wealth and riches are in his house. That's what we want, right?
Exactly.
We don't want no welfare checks, food stamps and all that. Nah. We want the wealth and the riches that come with being righteous and in tune with Yah and fearing him. Yah's righteousness endures forever. Does that ever get old?
Nope.
Oh. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright.
So are we in dark times, Yamsu?
You better believe it.
Our light should be bright in the midst of all this darkness, right?
Exactly.
Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. We see the light. Anybody exactly. else walking around with blinders on? Mm-hmm. Praise Yah, we see the light.
Exactly.
Gracious, merciful, and righteous is Yah. Say so about the grace of Yah. Grace, we in a period of grace. What about mercy or righteousness? They erased that, didn't they? Oh, we in a period of grace. No, Yah is gracious. Yes, that's true. He's also merciful. Two different words. Grace and merciful, two different things. And righteousness. You can't throw your sins on one man. And they're talking about the blood of Jesus. The blood of a man is unclean, isn't it? You don't want a man's blood on your hands, do you? But you're talking about you washing yourself in the blood of Jesus. Okay. It is well with man who deals graciously and lends. Yamsu, how many of us deal graciously? Because you're supposed to be like, yeah, period of grace. And do you lend to your people who need it?
Well, we should if you got it.
You got it? Don't act like you don't. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you don't. Nah, I ain't got it. I'm sorry. I can't help you right now.
Mm-hmm.
He will maintain his cause in judgment because y'all going to judge everything we do. He's the creator. For he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not be afraid of evil news. How much news do we see that's evil every day, Johnson?
Man, 365 days a week.
Should we be afraid of it?
Days a year plus one day in Libya.
Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. NATO, they about to start World War III. Should we be afraid?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you. He will not be afraid of evil news. And news that I see every day is evil.
Exactly.
Donald Trump got four indictments and people still supporting him. That's evil news. Come on, man. What y'all doing? What? You're going to make him president behind bars? How that nigga going to run the office of the president from behind bars?
You're going to have a whole staff locked up.
And his staff.
Mm-hmm.
And his family.
Secret
you know... Jared Kushner got $3 billion from the Saudi Arabian government.
You can believe it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is.
But they're on a witch hunt. They call it a witch hunt. Donald Trump calls it a witch hunt for his corruption. No, it's a warlock hunt because you're an evil bastard. And you're about to bring everybody down.
Yeah. He always does.
Mm-hmm. He only cares about himself.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be afraid of evil news. Should we be afraid of evil news? No.
Nope.
Why? Because your heart is steadfast, trusting in Yah. It ain't say Jesus, the Messiah, the Mashiach. Who you trusting in?
Yah, my brother.
Only Yah, and him only. Your heart is established because you do this. He will not be afraid in the end when he sees his adversaries. You see our adversaries all the time, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to do us in, aren't they?
It's true.
But we establish because we trust in Yah. Or at least we're supposed to. Some people are wishy-washy. They're sitting on the fence. They don't know. Should I be trusting in Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, or no, just tell you trust in Yah, period. Don't add anything or take away from it. Don't say trust in me and my son. Trust in Yah. Your heart is established. He will not be afraid in the end when he sees his adversaries fall. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. We talk about Yah. The wicked will see it and be grieved because they're in power now. He will dance with his teeth and melt away like the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz.
I'm melting. I'm melting.
You need to stop it, man. You need to laugh.
The house landed on the Wicked Witch of the West. That's metaphoric. Because they know these scriptures, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I'm melting. I'm melting.
The desire of the wicked will perish. Because Bill Gates want to kill everybody on the planet because he thinks there's too many people.
Exactly.
His desire is going to perish. Y'all should be fruitful and multiply. Who is Bill Gates to say, nah, y'all was wrong? There's not enough resources. You're wicked, and you're destroying Yah's creation. That's why there's not enough for the people. Maybe if you followed Yah's code, you could be fruitful, and you could multiply forever. Mm. Okay? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. We love y'all. Contrary, that was a very exciting study, very informative. And one only needs that in order to be steadfast and solidify their relationship in God to the Most High, so that bad news won't bother you, because you're doing what you can, how you can, and when you can, as far as the needs of others are concerned, and you realize it's not all about you, the Bill Gates of your time. So praise Yah, and thank you very, very much, Katria, for those studies. Praise Yah, and bless his holy name. Katria, any closing remarks and comments, brother?
We don't just talk about it, Yamsu. We be about it. About to activate the antidote. September 2nd, Yah told us to cry out to him. You know, the Most High is crying because we're in this situation. That's how much he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
We done brought the Most High to tears. And I believe it's in the book of Isaiah 20th chapter. We have brought the Most High to tears. We should be ashamed of ourselves that we brought our Creator to tears. So we're about to shed tears because we brought our Creator to tears September 2nd. The world is spinning out of control. I don't know what people are holding on to. We need to cry out to the Creator of heaven and earth. It didn't happen by a big bang, by evolution. We didn't evolve. No. A divine, intelligent mind put all this together. And he's appealing to us to return to him with all our heart, soul, and might. And that's what we're about to do on September 2nd. You can contribute with your heart, soul, and mind, or you can follow the nations and lean on their solutions. Our solutions are the remedies that Yah put before us. Spiritually, we're crying out to Yah globally, not just Washington, D.C., but in the four corners of the earth. Our people are in trouble. The world's in trouble, and we know we have to ask our Creator to help us worldwide. So if you haven't registered by now, you probably won't. And time is ticking, and I don't know how serious you take this. This is not entertainment, but we are for real. If you for real, visit yahwillgather.us, register, make your contributions and donations, and help us glorify the name of our Creator, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Thank you very much, Aki, my brother and friend. And as Scott Carroll said, we love y'all. Shalom and good night.
What you believe, for the in action, there is no defense. For my action, there will be consequence. Yeah, I stand in the circle of peace. One more time, cause only the willing will see their dream. Only the willing. Stand in the circle of peace. Come on, come on. Only the willing will see their dream. Brother Raga,
you know we got the ways. I say you know we got the means.
Is